USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby at a briefing Tuesday is asked why the United States is providing aid to Ukraine in slices rather than giving them everything they need that the United States could have provided months ago.
If we were to, let's just say that we followed the alternative logic, and at the very beginning of the invasion, we just said, here's everything. Everything in the shoebox. Let's just send it over there. Well, what if everything in the shoebox doesn't fit the fight that they're in? So you tailor each package based on the fight that they're in and what's going on at the time.
Netflix is losing subscribers in a quarter for the first time in more than 10 years. The streaming giant losing over 200,000 subscribers for the first 3 months of this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
President Biden spoke in New Hampshire on Tuesday about how money from the bipartisan infrastructure law has been used to modernize and expand Portsmouth Harbor. The president explaining what comes through this port.
A lot of important things come into these terminals, and particularly this one. From salt to de-ice roads to 85% of the home heating oil used in this state. And a lot of important things go out of this port as well, like the massive reactor assemblies for nuclear power plants.
Uber and Lyft making a big announcement regarding mask mandates.
A federal judge in Florida on Monday removed the government's mask mandate, saying it was an overreach. Public transportation riders will no longer be forced to wear masks while traveling. Not to be outdone, the mask mandate at Uber and Lyft ride-sharing dropped their mask requirements for U.S. passengers and drivers on Tuesday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A group of left-leaning activists are suing to keep Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene off the ballot in the November midterm elections. The lawsuit citing her comments supporting the Capitol Hill rioters. Congresswoman Greene tells Fox News that the Republican Party isn't supporting her in the lawsuit.
I have to protect myself. I have to go to court on Friday and actually be questioned about something I've never been charged with and something I was completely against.
A former member of the Chicago Police Department will not face charges.
Federal authorities say they will not pursue charges against Jason Van Dyke. The former Chicago police officer was convicted of murder in Illinois State Court for the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. He was seen on camera shooting McDonald 16 times. Prosecutors say it would have been more difficult to convict him at the federal level because the burden of proof is far higher. Van Dyke was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison in 2018, serving less than half before he was released back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The CDC is launching a new way to track infectious diseases that's similar to how the National Weather Service tracks storms. It's called the Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics. The center's purpose is to guide decisions needed regarding public health, like creating vaccines or deploying antivirals. Check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.